It is every other summer. Okay. So, yeah, so the board of the COC, or the Fredericksburg Regional Continuum of Care, elected to have the count every summer as well, or every other summer, I'm sorry. And so the point in time count, many of your listeners may be familiar kind of with what that process is. But to your point, it's a like an annual census of any folks that are experiencing homelessness in our region. And it is mandated by the federal government that we do this count every winter, and our board has elected locally to also do it every other summer so that we can compare that data. There's obviously a lot of changes between, you know, the winter months and the summer months in terms of kind of shelter services, as well as where folks are, you know, spending time or staying at night. And so the weather, obviously a big component. So we really like to track those differences and help inform how our community can, you know, improve services and make sure those folks are getting connected.
That's the great thing about this. You're able to look at, and especially data now over a number of years, but you're able to look at the data and kind of make some determinations or some, you know, you're able to kind of analyze where we are as a region with homelessness.
Yep, exactly. And we see actually a fair amount of consistency in kind of the numbers over the years of how many folks are, you know, outside. So on any given night, between our shelter services and people who are outside experiencing literal homelessness on the street, we're seeing about 200 people on average. And that has stayed consistent throughout a number of years now. So it's important, you know, if we see any increases, that we can track that and make sure that we're, you know, addressing the system overall appropriately.
Well, it's been interesting over the years. Tim, you and I have had some great discussions about when you see the numbers, because sometimes you're surprised, other times you're disappointed, but it does really give you a snapshot of some of these things that we always talk about.
Yeah, I've been with the Continuum of Care for almost 10 years, and our numbers always hovered about the same as we do the point-in-time count. Even when we've done summer point-in-time counts in the past, our overall number has remained about the same. What really fluctuates is who's living outside. So yeah. In the winter, you'll have a cold weather shelter, and in the summer, you won't. So you will see quite an increase when those available beds aren't there. Traditionally, I would say 6 years ago, I could tell you how many people would be staying in the cold weather shelter. But I think that's usually the number that surprises me the most. In the winter point time count, we actually had almost 100 people staying in the cold weather shelter, which is double what our number usually is for the cold weather shelter. So I think we're seeing this huge increase in people who are using even a night by night temporary shelter in the winter. I'm really interested to see, coming off of that, what the summer point time count shows when we had a cold weather shelter number as high as we did.
Interesting. So this will be interesting. Boy, and Megan, it never fails that it seems that in the winter, it's one of the coldest. It is just bitterly cold. And this year, and then in the summer, a lot of times, it's very hot and humid. So you do get the extremes.
Yes, and shout out to all of the volunteers that help make the camp possible, that are willing to brave the elements and go out. You are correct. It is almost always one of the coldest days of the year, and this year was no exception. It was when we had that really bitter cold back in January. It's always the last week in January, and subsequently the summer one will be the last week in July, and so it definitely, you get the weather extremes for sure. And so our volunteers really are prepared and go out and are, you know, in a range of different field locations, you know, to Sam's point, what, you know, that experience looks like changes from winter to summer. And so, yeah, we're ready to brave the elements, rain or shine, on Thursday. And we have about 50 volunteers, so we're really excited about that.
Oh, good. I was just going to ask you, so do you need more? Are you all set for volunteers?
I think we have a pretty good number. I mean, we'll always take folks. We will always find a way for you to plug in if you're interested in getting involved. It's a really wonderful experience. And so if we have some people trickle in, that is no problem. We will find a team for you. We always like, you know, teams of at least two to three for each kind of field site, just for safety purposes and efficiency purposes. So the more the merrier. We'll find a way for you to plug in.
And you don't leave anybody hanging out to do this. You say there's always several people, and the questions are pretty straightforward, and you're gathering information.
Indeed, yeah. We put everything together for you. So we have all of the survey forms, pens, clipboards, stickers, like all the materials that you would need. Volunteers also go through a training, and they're paired with a team lead who has conducted the point in time count before, to make sure that folks are really comfortable going into that experience. So we give you all of the knowledge and information you need to do it effectively and to feel comfortable going into those circumstances.
So what time, what's the time range that you're going to do this on Thursday?
So it'll go on all day. So we'll start at 6 a.m. The earliest teams go out. We're really trying to connect with folks who are, you know, in locations on the street and encampments before they kind of get up and moving for the day. Like we talked about, the weather typically, you know, tends to be pretty extreme. And so we want to catch people as early as possible. But then we have teams throughout various locations through the city and all five counties all throughout the day, and concluding with the community dinner in the downtown locations in the evening. So it's an all-day affair. We get up and get to the office around 5:30, and we usually bring donuts for our really early morning teams, just as a little perk, thank you, and we'll be there for the duration. So.
Well, I know in the past, people, and especially elected officials or just people in local government or various people who do this, walk away from it saying that they've learned a whole lot of things that they never realized.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really great way, I think, to see the circumstances that people are living in when they are experiencing homelessness. And also, I think, you know, dispel some of the myths that can pop up around people who are in that position. When you sit down, you actually have a conversation with someone, you really do learn a lot about people's experiences and the conditions, you know, throughout our society that have led them to be in that circumstance. And it's a really great way to get involved and to really know your community members, right? Because folks experiencing homelessness are a big part of our community, too.
Again, the point in time count is on Thursday, and then I guess it takes a little while to get everything together, and then you'll have at some point the results of what you found.
Indeed. Yep. Yeah, so we collect all that data. We enter all of the forms into like an online, you know, form, and then we can track all the numbers, and then we share with the community.